This is Found, written by Jesse Kendra and read by Mistborn Hero. A Stormlight Archive podfic featuring the relationship between Basher, or Sael, and Nightblood, as well as the characters Seth Son Balano, Shallan Dabar, and Adolin Colin. It is tagged for the reunion you've all been waiting for. Summary: Sael is less than thrilled to see Nightblood again. Oathbringer spoilers. Adolin, that fop, had managed to wear a stylish gold suit to his traditional Alethi wedding. A part of that amazed Sael. There was Shallan, dressed in a traditional Alethi wedding gown, light blue, likely azure, exactly on hue, actually, and trimmed with gold. Perhaps that had inspired Adolin's choice. He would want them to be color-coordinated. The gold of his suit was the same as the shade of the girl's embroidery. Amusing that, it was almost like the seamstress held breath. That thought was more than a bit discomforting, but it was unlikely she knew him. It wasn't like that Thalen woman could be Vivenna. The latter didn't have the eyebrows and was about as good at blending in as a blade of pink grass in a field of green. She probably just has damnation good color sense. That, however, did not stop Adolin's suit from looking like it was some kind of gaudy knockoff from the Court of the Gods. Then again, Sahel had always considered most highborn Alethi weddings he had had the misfortune to attend one shade off of garish. After all, that was tradition. Or perhaps he was just grumpy because the boy had asked him to attend, despite that he had told the lad repeatedly that he hated weddings. At least he didn't have to officiate it. He hadn't had to do that kind of crime in years. As luck would have it, Kadesh had stayed on despite Dalinar's heresy and had been more than happy to give those two lovebirds a nice official boring ceremony, even though the man was starting to doubt his own religion. Good old Dalinar turning everyone into atheists. Irony was nearly as good as the wine he now drank from a gauntlet too pretty for an ardent to hold. After the main ceremony had ended, he had retreated to a mat in the back, legs crossed, eyes closed, relaxing. Only Renarin had bothered him in the course of the feast that followed. Luckily, the events were almost done and he felt a familiar presence, harsh red on black. No, Sahel thought. The wine he had just sipped, tasting far more rancid than it had a moment before. That can't be. Master Ardent. Sahel let one eye slide open at the speaker's overly polite tone, then stared, his breath catching in his throat. Seth of the Skybreakers wore white on the day he approached Sahel, Argent, bearing an all-too-familiar sword. My sword insists that he wishes to speak with you. Sahel backed up against the wall, fear gripping his chest. Master Ardent. Whatever else he said, Sahel didn't hear. No, It was blocked by that horrible, yet missed voice he had longed to hear for over 10 years now. Basher?
Hello, Nightblood.
I will let you speak alone. With a short bow, the assassin in white proffered Basher the black blade in its inornate aluminum sheath. Gingerly, with awe and respect painted on his features. Please, take care of Sword Mimi. He often says he misses you, or I think it must be you, of which he so often speaks. Sahel nearly corrected Seth, but the man left before he could. Nightblood shouldn't be able to miss him, that was impossible, and yet he wanted to believe it, at least this once. It was foolishness, he knew, but they were surrounded by swords that could feel and think. This sword was similar. Maybe on Rushar, Nightblood could too. Today, perhaps, he would let himself be a fool.
Your tears are causing me to rust.
You don't rust.
Colors. When was the last time he had wept? He wiped his eyes on the back of his sleeve, smiling slightly despite the sense of foreboding that twisted his stomach into knots now that Nightblood had returned to him.
How have you been?
What a thing to ask a sword.
Lonely,
Nightblood replied. Much to his surprise, he felt a wave of loneliness from the blade, like invisible ink appearing upon an empty page. That one green lady with all the plants was weird. Then she gave me to Nail.
The Herald?
He asked, alarmed.
Boringest guy I've ever met. Never let me slay evil. He was the worst.
I see.
He sighed. He didn't particularly miss this aspect of his far-flung blade.
Or he was wise.
You let me kill some evil today, right?
No. Adeline is getting married, he replied, part of him wishing Seth had stayed so he could give the blade back. But the man had returned to Dalinar's side. Returning Nightblood would make a scene. He would just have to hold on to him. Is married.
The newlywed couple was dancing now. Pretty and happy and also very much in love. The High Prince had even undone her sleeve, despite that he should have waited until after the wedding celebration to do so, considering how those two were acting the week prior to their wedding, they probably had not waited until the celebration for certain other things, too. Not that he was one to snitch. He might be a bad ardent, but he still had morals.
No killing evil today.
Aww.
Nightblood whined in disappointment.
How did you end up here?
Seth brought me.
Basher waited.
Nail said he was a good choice for evil slaying, but he barely ever draws me. I did get to kill some of Odium's minions, though. Basher, that shard is the definition of evil.
Basher snorted. Nightblood wasn't wrong in this case.
You can't kill him. You are only one sword.
Can I deliver the final blow?
That isn't my call.
Cultivation probably wanted her vengeance. Basher didn't want to get involved in a storming shardic dispute. He was retired for damnation's sake,
This wasn't his fight.
Oh, well, how about tomorrow? We can slay some evil and kill some fused. What do you say?
I'll consider it. He probably would regret this, but there is plenty of evil to slay.
Good!
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITBE 2022 as a gift for Kitana, who said they liked Sanderson books. I hope you like Nightblood and this tiny bit of kinda cracky feel fluff. I don't know. I like the reunion, and I hope you do too. Thank you for listening. Also, it's written by Jessie Kendra, who has been my mutual for like forever on Tumblr. So, yeah. Ta-da! Thank you for listening. Goodbye.